This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Health insurance is supposed to be a safety net with access to care, doctors, and treatment. And yes, policies range in terms of price and services, but there's a conversation that goes beyond the dollars and cents, and it gets to the heart of the relationship between providers and a patient, the quality of your care. And so many things can influence that. One of them is skin color. Minority patients get sick sooner, have more severe illnesses, and die sooner than whites. Those are all findings from David Williams' research. He's a professor of public health and African American studies at Harvard. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. It's really good to be here.
You study racial bias in a lot of situations, but in healthcare, how does it play out?
Discrimination, racial discrimination, is ubiquitous within our society, and it affects both health and healthcare. Let me give you a concrete example. Dr. Todd was an emergency room physician at UCLA Medical Center, and he asked a simple question. When a patient comes into the emergency room with a broken bone in the arm or leg, so it's called a long bone fracture, the technical medical term, does the patient's ethnicity make a difference with whether the patient gets pain medication or not? So a patient with a broken bone, does their ethnicity make a difference? And what he found is that more than half of all Latino patients treated at UCLA over an entire year with a broken bone did not receive pain medication, compared to about a quarter of whites.
Wow.
And so that's a huge difference. And so he was a good researcher, and he statistically took into account what time the patient showed up at the emergency room, how long they spent in the ER, whether they spoke English or not, what the gender of the patient was, whether they got injured on the job or not. And basically what he found was the single strongest predictor of whether a patient received pain medication was that they were Latino. Dr. Todd moved from UCLA to Emory University in Atlanta, repeated the same study looking at African Americans and whites, and found that a black person with a broken bone in the arm or leg shows up in an emergency room in Atlanta is less likely to get pain medication than a white patient. This pattern existed across every area of medicine.
Some of this data is from the late 90s. I know there's been more research since then. Does it matter what color the doctor or provider is?
What the research shows is that on average in the society, whites have higher levels of this implicit bias than African Americans or other minorities. However, some African American physicians, based on their upbringing, based on their socialization, also have negative biases of black patients. Can I add that these processes, although they have been well documented about race, it's not just about race. If someone holds negative stereotypes about gay people, about fat people, about old people, about women, it could be any social group, and you meet someone from that group, those similar processes take place. You will treat that person differently without actually being aware of the fact that you've done it.
It's not just about access influencing the kind of care, but when you have equal access, the care itself is different.
That is correct. These differences persisted even when we looked at patients, when we statistically controlled for having the same insurance or being treated in the same medical facility. And you're correct. It kind of complicates the access problem. So minorities, first of all, have lower levels of insurance coverage and lower levels of private insurance coverage. But in addition to that, once they cross that hurdle and get into care, they're receiving poorer quality of care.
How much money do you think healthcare discrimination has cost this country?
It's hard to quantify exactly how much healthcare discrimination cost. There has been work that has documented how much kind of disparities in health costs. That's the fact that minorities in general have poorer health than whites cost the U.S. economy about $310 billion a year is the findings of one study. And that there are two components to that cost. That is both the higher cost of treatment, that's, you know, higher levels of illness, so greater treatment costs. But the bigger component of that cost is what's called lost productivity cost. Because individuals have poorer health, then they are have lower levels of productivity. They often also experience premature death. That means they are dropping out from the labor force at a time when they should be paying into the Social Security system. system and enhancing the overall productivity of the nation, so that we know that one component of the disparities in health, the disparities in care, and we know that they are therefore costly to the U.S. economy.
There's a huge impact on you if you're the patient and this is happening to you, whether you know it or not. If you're not getting the care you need, what can you do? How do you approach the situation?
That is a really important question, because healthcare context is a context of unequal information. You know, the average patient doesn't have the knowledge background to second guess what their provider does. And so the average patient is quite accepting of the care that they receive. For especially patients who are not very informed, don't know a lot about healthcare context, it is worth them going into healthcare context with an advocate. Could be a family member, could be someone with some medical background. But patients can also learn to ask the right questions so that they can ensure that they are getting appropriate care. Because I can't overemphasize the fact that the typical provider engaging in this behavior is unaware of the fact there is no intent on the part of the provider. We also need to think about what things a system can do to minimize this occurring among providers.
David Williams is a professor of public health and African and African American studies at Harvard. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Sure, it's good to talk to you. Thank you.